Scientific Officer with the Irish Underwater Council. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hello, George.
Now, I don't understand this at all, so you'll really have to take me through it step by step. What is happening? Somebody's dumping water, is dumping waste into Dublin Bay, but they have permission to do it. So why is there a problem?
Right, well, they don't actually have permission to do it at the moment. What's happening is the Dublin Port Company is undergoing a major, or proposing a major restructuring of its infrastructure. So this is to accommodate larger cruise ships, ferries, cargo ships and the like, which is perfectly, reasonable thing to be doing. They're predicting larger vessels and larger volumes of vessels. But they've received planning permission from Bord Pleanála to proceed with this, which is fine. But it's subject to getting what's known as a dumping at sea permit from the Environmental Protection Agency. So what they are intending to do is essentially dredge out the channel of the Liffey, around about 6 million cubic metres of sediment, and it's going to be dumped in a dump site essentially in the middle of Dublin Bay.
But have they got permission? Have they got this from the Environmental Protection Agency? Have they got permission to do it?
Not yet. They applied for permission on the 31st of July. And from that date, there's a period of 1 month for third parties to make submissions on the application. It will then be assessed by the Environmental Protection Agency after that.
So they may not be able to do so yet. Is that right? This isn't a done deal.
The permit itself isn't a done deal, no. That still needs to be assessed by the Environmental Protection Agency.
All right. Now, because clearly you're unhappy, so what are the damaging effects of this?
Well, I suppose, possibly I just go back one step there. The Irish Underwater Council is the national governing body for scuba diving in Ireland. We represent around 2,000 members across the whole of the island of Ireland. And Dublin being the biggest city is our biggest concentration of members. Therefore, Dublin Bay is probably the busiest diving area in the whole country. So we would have concerns about, for example, release of sediments into the water. And also, I think most divers would agree with me that one of the big attractions of diving is that you get this amazing opportunity to see some of the most beautiful scenery and wonderful wildlife under the wave. So divers have a very strong affinity for the marine environment, and it's a very strong mandate within our organisation to protect the marine environment. So we have concerns around diver safety and also about the impacts on the marine environment.
That's very understandable, but what about wildlife? Because I presume in Dublin Bay, I mean, I suppose divers could technically be described as wildlife, but what about the inhabitants of the bay?
Well, you may be surprised to know, it has been publicised, but it still seems to be slightly off many people's radar. But earlier this year, Dublin Bay was designated as a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve. It's only one of only two in Ireland. So it's a measure of the incredible biodiversity that's actually out there in Dublin Bay. Huge numbers of wintering birds. But also the area out in the centre of the bay is designated in 2012 as a special area of conservation for harbour porpoise. It's one of the most important sites in the whole of the country for harbour porpoise, which is a kind of small dolphin-like marine mammal. So there's a lot of wildlife out there, yeah.
But, okay, people listening might well say, like, we have a long tradition in this country. I mean, the M11 was, held up for about 3 years because there were people, the eco-warriors, I think they were called. Then another piece of development was held up because of some rare shell or something.
That's right, yes.
But people might well say, well, look, can't they swim somewhere else? But the issue, though, of something like a UNESCO site is a totally different kettle of fish. Something like, the actual life that lives there is crucial. Now, aren't we in the hands of the EPA here? Aren't they, after all, they are the Environmental Protection Agency. Are they not going to look at the environment and sort of say, hold on here, this isn't a very good idea?
Well, absolutely. That is certainly their remit. The as part of the application process for the Dublin Port Company, they have to produce documentation that's called Environmental Impact Statement and a Natura Impact Statement,
yeah,
which they're using to basically predict the damaging impact, if any, on the marine environment. Now, the information that's given in this document, I have to say, it's a very hefty document. We're talking, you know, hundreds and hundreds, thousands of pages, including appendices. It's very weighty material, a lot of material to kind of wade through. So if there are any errors or glitches in it, they're quite difficult to pick up. So whilst they certainly have an onus of responsibility, you'd also be concerned that possible oversight may get through.
Now, when the work has been done, like the dredging, I mean, it sounds like a monumental task. How long is this going to go on for? I mean, 10 million tonnes of waste, in any man's language, is a lot of sediment.
It is. The intention is to extract around 1 million tonnes, 1 million cubic metres every winter for 6 winters. It's going to be spread over 6 years.
So for the next 6 years, we're going to have massive dredging stroke digging activity in Dublin Port, and that and then dredgers will be taking that sediment out into the bay and dumping it.
Correct, yes. Yeah. I would add that dredging is a normal operation for ports. You know, that in itself isn't particularly unusual. The issue now really is that the area where they're dumping in all previous dumping operations, was just a piece of open sea. It's now, since 2012, it's now a special area of conservation for harbour paupers in a biosphere reserve. And the special area of conservation designation, that's a European protected site, which is essentially under Irish guardianship. And I really don't think it reflects very well on Ireland if we are to allow these protected sites to be used as a dump like this.
Well, on that simple statement, we'll close, but it's a very powerful simple statement that we should use UNESCO sites as a dumping ground. I think we might follow up on this and see what EPA and others have to say. Thank you so much for bringing it to our notice. It's such an important issue. Tim Butter, Scientific Officer with the Irish Underwater Council. Coming up next... Oh, yeah, wrestlers